And now we return to Jimmy Allen. The filming of the air picture has begun, and Jimmy is sent aloft with Nadine Hammond as a passenger. Miss Hammond, you'll recall, had formerly met Jimmy in Kansas City before she came west to seek a career in the movies. The director instructs Jimmy to fly at 19,000 feet, at which altitude a squadron of fighters will dive on him, simulating an air battle during the war. Two camera ships hover nearby, waiting to record the thrilling action. At a signal from Jimmy, the attacking ships, led by the English ace Reginald Ramsay, swoop down on him, and the cameramen grind away. But suddenly, one of the fighters swerves, banks around, and without warning, crashes into the tail of Jimmy's airplane. The young pilot is certain that Nails Ballou is responsible for the collision. Now we pick up Jimmy, fighting desperately to control his stricken ship.
Are you all right, Nadine?
Good heavens, Jimmy, what happened?
One of the ships hit us, carried away, part of the table set.
I thought the whole airplane was smashed.
Just take it easy now. I think we're all right.
But what makes the ship bounce around like this?
Well, she's hard to control.
What will you do, Jimmy?
I'll have to land if we can. We have plenty of altitude, so it'll give me time to see how badly the ship's hurt.
What are we doing now, Jimmy? What's happening?
Look out, Nadine. I can't hold the nose down. She's stalling.
Oh, what does that mean?
I'm afraid she's going to spin. Oh, look out now. There she goes.
Jimmy, the plane's falling. What do we do?
She's going into a spin. I'll throttle her back. Watch yourself now, Nadine. This job spins fast, plenty fast. I don't know if I can get her out or not.
What's happened? I can't see anything. I'm getting dizzy. Oh, stop the plane, Jimmy.
We're all right. Just hang on. I think she's coming out. Yeah? Yeah, the spin's slowing up a bit. Don't be frightened now.
Jimmy, I don't like this. Take me down and land.
Don't worry. I have her under control. I'll give it the gun and see if we can fly a little level now.
Oh, that's better. Just fly like this for a while.
Well, I will if I can, Nadine. But it's hard to tell what'll happen with a ship in this condition.
Oh, look. Look, some of those airplanes are coming at us again.
Oh, I thought they'd do that. You see, they don't know we've been hit. Probably thought I spun down on purpose.
Oh, keep them away. We don't want to be hit again. Keep them away, Jimmy. I don't like this.
I'm not crazy about it myself,
Nadine.
Here
they come.
Sit still now, Nadine. I'll try and signal them.
Did they see you, Jimmy?
They could see me, but I don't know whether they understood or not. Yeah? Yeah, they got it all right. See there? They're pulling off to one side now.
There are only four of them now.
Yeah, the ship that hit us has gone down. When his prop chewed into our elevator, it broke.
How are we going to land now?
If I can, Nadine. Oh, the ship's getting worse, though.
Oh, Jimmy. Jimmy, what do we do if we can't land?
There's only one other thing to do, Nadine, and that's use our parachutes.
You mean jump out and go down in a parachute?
That's it, exactly. And we may have to do it.
Oh, I never can. I never can. You'll have to land, Jimmy.
We may have to, Nadine. I can't tell.
What's happening now? Jimmy, what's wrong? We're turning over.
I can't stop it. The ship's out of control again.
But do something. Do something. Look out, Jimmy. I'm falling out.
I can't control it. The ailerons are shot. But you won't fall out, Nadine. That bell will hold you in.
Do something quickly. Fix the ship. We're falling again, Jimmy.
Look out now, Nadine. Looks like we're going to go into another spin. Oh, I can't help it. She won't answer to the control.
Jimmy, we're falling. We're falling. What are we
going
to do?
Here we go. We're going into a spin. Hang tight.
Stop this ship, Jimmy. Stop it.
She won't stop spinning, and I can't help it. But we're losing altitude fast. But don't be too frightened, Nadine. I think I might be able to get
stop
her out.
Stop the plane, Jimmy. I can't stand it.
Hold tight now, Nadine. I'm going to gun her and try to bring her out. If this doesn't work... Uh-oh. Watch it now.
What's happened?
There. She's coming out. Well, that's better. You're all right, Nadine. Sit still now, and I'll pull her out of this dive.
Jimmy, what was that? What's happened now?
Holy mackerel. Part of the left elevator is pulled away now. Oh, boy, that's bad.
What'll we do, Jimmy?
Now, listen carefully, Nadine. I'm sorry, but we've got to leave her. She's going into another spin, and this time she won't come out. Looks like we'll have to bail out.
You mean jump out? Oh, I can't do that, Jimmy. I can't do it. You'll have to land it.
I can't land it, Nadine. The safe thing to do is bail out. The ship will never come out of another
I'll
spin.
I'll never leave it. I'll never. I just
now,
can't.
Now, listen,
I just
Nadine.
Can't.
Listen to me. We've lost a lot of altitude and we're getting close to the ground. We've got to leave her, that's all.
Jimmy!
Now listen carefully. I can't hold the ship steady much longer. Unbuckle your belt. pull back the glass and jump.
I can't. I just can't.
And then count three and pull hard on that ring.
I'm afraid to, Jimmy. I can't jump.
You have to, Nadine. As soon as you pull that ring, the chute will open.
Oh, what's happening now? The plane's turning again.
I knew it. Come on, Nadine. We've got to get out of this, baby. She's going to stall and spin, and believe me, sister, that'll be too bad. Come on, get out. Jump.
I can't jump. I won't. Do something, Jimmy. Help me.
Snap out of it, Nadine. Quit that yelling and get over the side.
We're falling. Can't you do anything?
She'll never come out of this, Ben. Here, I'll throttle back.
The ground's getting closer. What are we going to do?
Get out of that seat and jump. Jump, for heaven's sake, before it's too late.
I can't move. Help me, Jimmy.
Come on, Nadine. Out of that seat now. Up with you. There.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to get you clear of the ship before it's too late.
Don't leave me alone, Jimmy.
Come on now. Over the side. Come on, Nadine. We've got to get clear of the ship. It's going to crash in a minute.
Oh, don't ask me to jump, I'm afraid.
Come on, Nadine. Don't give me any
trouble.
You've got to.
There
we are now. Over you go, and don't forget to pull that ripcord. There she goes. Now she's all right. Here I go.
Right, Mac. Halala's ships are down. I want to get a hold of Ramsey. Yeah, here he comes now. You watch this ship while I talk to him.
Very well, Mr. Robertson.
Hey, Reggie, come over here and make it snappy.
I say, Speed, what happened? Did Jimmy get into trouble?
Yeah, I'll say he did. Didn't you see what happened?
A part of it. At his signal, we dove in. Then we pulled out, just as you told us. The next thing, young Ellen made a turn. We began our second dive, and I started to close in.
Yes, I saw all that.
Well, suddenly, I saw Belew, Niels Belew. He passed in front of me and came very close to Jimmy.
Just what I thought. Belew was out of position, wasn't he?
Absolutely. He disobeyed my orders. All ships were to follow me, but he dived in ahead.
Well, that's what it looked like to me, Reggie. And when he pulled in on Jimmy, his prop hit Jim's elevators and tossed him out of control. Now, believe me, the kid had a tough time there.
Quite so. I watched him struggling with the ship. She didn't respond very quickly. But why did they wait so long to jump out?
Well, that's what I can't figure out. Anyway, I've sent a car after Jimmy and Miss Hammond, and they should be here in a few minutes.
They got down safely?
Oh, yeah. Good. They got down all right.
Good.
I circled above them, and it looked to me as if they hit the silk at about 1,000 feet. They both went out together.
They shouldn't have waited so long. He should have bailed out at a higher altitude.
Well, he's trying to get control of the ship, I guess. And, of course, he had a girl to think of. It looked to me as though you were having some kind of trouble with her.
Yes, that's bad business. Flying with girls who know nothing about airplanes.
Well, Belew got down all right, didn't he?
Yes. All he had was a broken prop. He landed in a field just a couple of miles from here.
Well, what do you think, Reggie? Who was at fault there?
Belew, of course. He had no reason for coming so close to Jimmy.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Jimmy was following instructions right to the letter. After your first dive, he started his turn just like we told him to.
Precisely, and that was good. And everything would have been all right if Belew had not gotten out of position.
Well, here comes Jimmy now. We'll get the dope on just what happened.
He had a rugged time, I can tell you.
Yeah.
Hi, Speed. Hello there, Reggie.
Hello, Jimmy.
By George, I'm glad to see you, kid. You had a bad few minutes up there.
You had some trouble, eh, Jimmy?
Well, it wasn't exactly a picnic. Did you see what happened, Speed?
Well, I saw part of it. Let's say, where's Miss Hammond?
Oh, she's in her quarters right now. She's all right, but she's pretty scared.
And she got down all right, huh?
Yeah, we both landed in a plowed field. She didn't get a scratch, but, oh, believe me, she was plenty frightened.
And that's what you Yankees call a ticklish position, eh, Jimmy?
It wouldn't have been so bad, except Nadine was... Well, she didn't like the idea of bailing out.
Yeah, I noticed that you took an awfully long time to leave that ship. But say, Jim, what happened?
Well, everything went right on schedule on the first dive. Reggie here came down just as we'd planned. Then I pulled around in a tight turn and got all set for the dogfight.
Yeah, that part was okay. I was watching from the camera ship.
And then Reginald started his second dive with the other four ships strung out behind him.
That is correct.
I looked away for a second to be sure that the two camera ships weren't in our way. And when I looked back, one of the MEs was coming at us at a terrific speed. And I'm sure of this, Reginald, it wasn't you.
It certainly was not. He came down right over me.
I held the ship on a straight course, thinking that, well, maybe you changed your plan of attack a little after talking to me.
Well, then what happened, Jimmy? Just at that moment, I had my eye on the other ships and wasn't exactly sure what was going on.
Well, this ME came straight at us and suddenly pulled around and whipped right into our tail. His prop caught my right elevator and ported the left one. It was one of the most foolish pieces of flying I'd ever seen. He had to deliberately make a turn in order to hit me.
Yeah. Well, who did you think was flying that ME, Jim?
It looked to me like Belew.
Yeah, it was Belew. He busted his prop in a collision and glided down safely to a field a few miles from here.
Well, speak of the devil and he always appears. Here comes Bilou now.
Yeah, I want to talk with him. Hey, Bilou, come over here.
Well, boys, guess we'll have to reshoot that scene, eh? Have any trouble getting down, Alan?
I had plenty of trouble getting down, and you know it. What's the matter with you, Bilou? I thought you were supposed to be a red-hot fighting pilot.
If you'd fly your airplane right, Alan, you wouldn't have any trouble. You flew right across me. I couldn't help but hit you.
That's not so, Bilou. If you'd have kept on in your dive as you should have, everything would have been all right and you know it. You had to turn in order to hit me.
Listen, you young punk. Don't be telling me how to fly. I was flying airplanes when you were a squalling brat.
I'm going to tell you one thing, Niels Bilou, and you can take it or leave it. I think you deliberately hit me today, and you're not going to get away with it either. You and I are going to have this out right now.
Did the reckless Niels Bilou deliberately collide with Jimmy? And what will be the outcome of the young pilot's significant remark? Join us in the next air adventure of Jimmy Allen.